Welcome to the first edition of A Yarn That Could Save a Life. This series of radio plays looks at the very important issue of organ and tissue donation. This is something we should all learn more about so we can make a decision about donation and then share that decision with our family and friends. And that's exactly what Brian and his daughter Tasha are doing. So let's drop by their place and see what's going on.
Hey Tash, give me a hand in the kitchen for a minute, would you?
No worries, Dad. It smells good in here.
Just turn that one down a bit and give it a stir, okay? It's good you came over. There's something I want to talk to you about.
My birthday present, right? Because I know exactly what you can get me.
Nah, not that. I wanted to talk to you about donating my organs and tissue.
Doing what? Where did that come from? I'm pretty sure you have to wait until you die before you donate everything, Dad.
Yeah, well, I guess that's right. But you know, I heard about it on the radio the other day, and I thought, yeah, that's something I want to do. You know, help some other people when I'm gone.
Seriously, Dad? This is what you wanted to talk to me about? It's kind of weird, you know, talking about what's going to happen after you die. I'm hoping that's not going to happen anytime soon, by the way.
Nah, I've got a bit of life left in me yet. But they reckon the one donor can help 10 people have a better life, maybe even more.
But why worry about it now all of a sudden? And why do I need to know about it?
I don't know. I guess I've been thinking about it for a while, and I heard someone on the radio, which made me think about it a bit more. And you need to know if I decide to do it, because your family is the ones who get asked, you know, whether it's okay to go ahead with it.
I reckon this is about done now. I'll turn it off, okay?
Yeah, perfect. I'll finish the rest of this up. But seriously, Tash, if you see your brother tomorrow, ask him about it for me, okay? Because he works at the health clinic there. He knows what I need to do to sign up or whatever.
All right, I'll ask. But I still think there's more important stuff you could be worried about. I thought you were playing today. Are you sick or something?
Kind of. I hurt my knee at training, but that's cool. I get to be here on the sidelines with you and catch up. How's it been going?
Not so bad, big brother. But I'm worried about Dad. You wouldn't guess what he wanted to talk to me about yesterday.
He's been humbugging you about that organ and tissue donation stuff, right?
So I guess he's been talking your ear off about it too.
Yep. I told him it's a good idea to think about.
What? You told him that? No wonder he's on to me about it. Why did you tell him it's a good idea?
Well, because it is. You know, just one donor can help a lot of people. I'm talking about 10 or more people whose lives can be transformed by one donor.
Is that right? That's kind of cool, to think you could help all those people. So how does it work? You know, how do they get your heart or whatever into someone else?
Well, most times they wait until you're dead.
Yeah, okay, I know that bit, Frankie.
Well, no, there's some types of donation that can happen if someone isn't dead. But yeah, in most cases, it involves removing organs and tissues from a donor after they die and transplanting them into someone else who's very ill or dying.
So it won't muck up the funeral or whatever?
No, not at all. There's no problems at all with any kind of funeral.
Looks like they're missing you out there today, big brother.
Yeah, I might have to strap my knee up and get out there. But seriously, I'll pop around to talk to Dad and help him sort this out. It's a good thing to do. There's loads of people who need organ and tissue transplant of all ages. So it's great that he's thinking about helping other people out.
You know, Frankie's right. Organ and tissue donation is an important issue to think about and discuss with your family and friends. One day you could transform the lives of 10 or more people by becoming an organ and tissue donor. There's some important things you should do if you do decide to become a donor. Firstly, you should register your decision on the Australian Organ Donor Register. And most importantly, you need to have a yarn with your loved ones. In Australia, the family of every potential donor is always asked to confirm the donation decision of their loved one before organ or tissue donation can proceed. So make some time and have the yarn that saves lives and let your loved ones know of your organ and tissue donation decision. Check out donatelife.gov.au for more information or talk to someone at your local health clinic or medical centre. This project is sponsored by the Organ and Tissue Authority.